Who is the greatest?
We are the greatest.
Unsure.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Infinitive.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
We are back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Gullah is the Creole language of the Gullah people, who live on the coast of South Carolina and nearby islands. It has an English base with elements from various West African languages incorporated into it.
The band Ranky Tanky, whose name means a people blessed by God in Gullah, is performing at the Sharon Loon Wilson Center this Friday. As part of the week-long intensive leading up to it, Milwaukee visual artist Francis Annan and some kids from Capital West Academy are creating art in response to the Gullah music and culture. Francis, along with the Wilson Center's Director of Engagement, Annalise Wolf, join me in the studio now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Having us. Yeah.
So, Annalise, this is a really cool project that the Sharon Loon Wilson Center is doing. It involves music, it involves fine art, it involves introducing people to Gullah culture if they don't already know about it. So, give us a little background. Where did the idea to do this start?
The Sharon Loon Wilson Center for the Arts is a multidisciplinary arts organization. We're very well known for our music and our performance, but we also work with the visual arts. And part of what we do as an institution is do outreach, right? Like many arts organizations do, but ours is rather unique in the sense that we get these fabulous musical performers to come through and we bring them to schools. You know, I compare it sort of if we could take the painting off the wall of the art museum and bring it into a school kind of experience, that we're bringing these world-class musicians into schools. So for this project, specifically with Ranky Tanky, it was such a rich opportunity for us. They are a Gullah group from South Carolina, and there's so many layers to that. It's really an American story and an American folk music story. So one of the components when we were kicking around ideas of what to make this standalone experience in a school have more breadth, have more depth to it, have more layers to it. We thought about, well, why don't we bring an artist who could maybe touch on Gullah, but obviously we're not going to find a Gullah artist in Milwaukee. That would be pretty challenging to do. But so much of Gullah culture is rooted in West African tradition. And when I started to research some of the arts and the culture and the artists that we have in Milwaukee, I found Francis Annan, who is a Ghanaian artist, and he lives in Milwaukee, and he's been here for several years. And lo and behold, he works in schools all the time. So it was just kind of serendipitous that he has this wonderful background, this wonderful expertise in an area that is influencing Gullah culture. So we thought, why don't we find a school who would allow us to do this project? And Capital West Academy has been a great partner in that sense, because normally when you work in schools, you might get, you know, 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there. It's a class period, and I understand why most schools operate that way. Well, Capital West is actually taking a smaller group of students, and we're working with them for about 3 hours each day on this painting project.
And that's going on this whole week?
That's going on this whole week. So Monday through Thursday, we're painting with the kids. We'll start with a lesson about Gullah and generally talk about culture and how culture influences everything we do, and how we can celebrate culture and appreciate culture that may not be something that we have personal experience in. And then on Friday, Ranky Tanky is going to perform. So we'll debut our project with Francis right before Ranky Tanky performs, and it should be pretty magical for all those pieces to come together.
So Francis, when the Sharon Loon Wilson Center approached you to do this, what was your initial thought?
So I think they approached me, that was somewhere last week, but then I was working with a school called Elm Creative. And we are working on a mirror project. And so when they approached me, it's almost getting closer to the finishing project. So when they got to me, I was like, yeah, I think I'm the perfect person to, you know, like inspire the kids about this project. So, yeah, I was so much excited about that.
Did you know much about American Gullah culture before you started this, or did you have to kind of do a deep dive of research?
No, I have no idea about it, but I was reading a little bit about it, and I think it has a lot to do with West Africa and mostly Angola as well.
Francis, when you work with kids, mm-hmm. how do you approach a project like this? What are you trying to get them to do?
So I work with an art nonprofit organization called Art at Large, and I've been working with them for almost 4 years now. And what they do is they put professional artists to any of the MPS school, and then they teach them like projects. So whenever they have, they approach the school for projects. So when they approach the school for projects, and they will contact the artist, depending on the artist, what the field of the artist is in. They approach the artist, and then if you can be able to do what they want in that field, they will let you have it. So the project I'm working on is a big mural project with the Elm Creative School.
Okay. So, yeah. And so for what's happening this week, are the kids working on canvases? Are they making small pictures?
Yeah, they are working. Each of them are working on individual canvases. So it's going to have to do about something that has to do with their culture background.
Okay.
Yeah. So each of them are going to have one canvas. And then once we're done, we're going to bring all the canvas together, and I'm going to have to complete it, making it one big piece.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they're doing the initial things, and then you kind of pull it all together.
Yes, together.
Oh, and so where is that going to hang?
So on Friday morning at Capitol West, we will debut it, and then on Friday night, it will come to the Wilson Center. So if you do happen to get a ticket for that performance on Friday night, you can see it. It will be in the main hall as you walk in, and then it will permanently live at Capitol West.
Okay, so it goes back home.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We'll borrow it, and then we'll return it.
Yeah. Okay, the kids get to see it
exactly.
On a regular basis. One of the things that I love about kind of these all-encompassing projects is that they are exactly that you can explore different facets of a culture or a particular theme or whatever it is you're trying to do. Is this something that Sharon Lynn Wilson is trying to do even more of? I know you've always done some of that.
Yeah, so anything that we can do to get the arts into schools is where we want to be. And I think that the unique place that the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center can live is having an experience, whether it be musical or performance in some way, but also seeing the arts in as you say, more than one facet, that there can be multiple layers that relate to an art form. So, for example, this wonderful project that we're doing with Francis in Capitol West, but we also do mural projects relating to some of the performances that we have on stage that we invite students to see and then work in their classrooms. So it's sort of a give and take with us that we obviously want people to come to the Wilson Center, but we also want a relationship where we can go into schools and work directly with students.
Francis, have you listened to the music yet?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I love it. I love it.
What is it that attracts you?
I think they have most of the local musical instruments from Ghana. There's one that we called kora. Yeah, that's has this influence of me, being in America, and I don't want to lose my culture. So seeing something like this in their musical instruments is kind of, I love it. So
did it make you homesick at all?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be hard because it is what you grew up listening to.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have had so many people ask me this question. So since being in America, how is my artwork like? And am I forgetting my home? Am I, and I was like, well, this is something different for me. And I haven't traveled anywhere before apart from living in Ghana all my life growing up. And, coming here in 2014 has been a big change. Imagine living in the hot weather and then coming to the cold weather. So
I was just going to say you saw snow for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little challenging, but like I have a story about my wife when she was in Ghana. We met in Ghana, actually, when she was in Ghana. And, anytime we go to, a grocery shopping, I always go straight to the freezer. And then I ask, do you guys, live here in this kind of weather? And she's like, yeah, it's above that. And that freaks me out. But, coming here is amazing. I would say winter is one of my favorites.
Now? And has it changed your art?
No, it hasn't. So usually what I do is I try to compromise both home and then here. So I have a piece, a series of pieces that I'm doing called my first winter. So what I do with those pieces is I paint buildings from Ghana. Ghana is very colorful. So I paint buildings from Ghana, very colorful buildings, and then I put snow on it. So it has that kind of, we don't have snow in Ghana, but the building, and so the snow, when snow falls on it, it has a drip that is, I depict it as the sweat you know. Mm-hmm. So it's melting the building.
Yeah, you get both homes. Do you feel at home here at all now?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's good.
I do.
Yeah, it takes a while.
It does.
When you change countries, and particularly such a stark change, such a big change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. But I love it. I love it here so far.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in and telling me about this project. And Francis, I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished artwork and looking forward to hearing Ranky Tanky too. So
yeah,
thank you.
Too. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Francis Annan is a visual artist from Ghana who has made his home in Milwaukee since 2014. Annalise Wolf is the Wilson Center's Director of Engagement. You can find out more about the Ranky Tanky performance and the art created by students at Capital West Academy at WUWM.com. You got